I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Muslim Lady from IRIB English Radio. And our info is based on tradition. Today, we are going to continue the discussion on modesty. And we have in our studio Sister Salma Khalfan, who is in fact my aunt. Welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for inviting me over. Inshallah, we will have a nice discussion about women, get to know each other better also in the process.
Inshallah. Thank you so much. So we have been discussing on the moral etiquettes in married life to bring a tranquil home. And in our previous sessions, we talked about, you know, small things that in reality, you know, are very important, like being thankful, being content. So today we are going to continue on contentment, I think, you know, showing
we are
comfort.
Because one of the ways to show contentment is to be a comfort to your husband.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So I would like to elaborate more on that because we have a couple of hadiths on this regard.
Okay.
So before that, like, you know, I would like to just imagine a house when the husband comes home and how you can show this comfort.
Okay. According so you bring
scholars,
a scenario.
Yeah. Like scholars have mentioned this in their books, like Ayatollah Ibrahim Amini has got a very good book on moral responsibilities and etiquette between a husband and a wife.
Yeah.
And I would advise my audience to read this book, you know, time and again, that these are the things. And he's brought many examples of people, you know, of even like outside Islam. And court cases, such things, and some funny stories also, and some real incidents also. It's not just storytelling, it's real incidents.
Definitely
and
worth reading.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. There are two books of his online.
Mm.
I would advise my audience to read that. So here I would say that being a comfort to your husband is to be cordial and warm when he first returns home after working. And have refreshments for him. That, you know, he feels that you're at his disposal.
Yeah.
You know, that would you like tea? Would you like a cup of water? Would you like, coffee?
Mm.
Or would you like to eat? If not, okay, maybe he's just sitting. But at least you offer that to him. That's like...
You show that concern.
Yeah,
that
the concern. So that he feels, yeah, it's really a comfort for me at home.
That I've been... Somebody was waiting for me to come home.
But try not to overwhelm him like when he comes. Like criticizing him when you see him. Criticizing of what took place at home.
Okay.
Or how you know, tired you are and grumpy you are. No. Don't make him feel, oh, you don't know how much I suffered today. This happened, that happened. No, first, at least your first word would be that, would you like to have a glass of water or something like that?
Or
the dinner is ready.
Start with a smile.
Yeah, start with a smile. Greet him.
Yeah.
Tell him I missed you and things like that. Let him rest and recover his strength before putting up the demands of the personal issues that you encountered during the home. So when he comes home, the way you said, warmly greet him and then be a good listener, what he has to say.
Mm.
That would be very good, like to listen to him, what he has to say. If he doesn't have anything to say, be quiet and just enjoy the silence.
Okay.
Maybe he doesn't feel like talking.
Yeah.
So this is like giving comfort, the
or
real
asking
comfort.
Him, do you want me to talk?
Maybe that could be like, yeah, if he has a good rapport with you, some men don't like talking or they have their moods. But if you know that my husband is so like, close to me that I can talk to him, anything I want to, then you can say, okay, I would like to tell you some stories. Would you like to hear?
Exactly.
And if you would, then well and good, that's the best rapport that a wife and husband could have, I guess. So attend to his needs, understand his fatigue, his tiredness. Understand. Ask him, you know, would you like to change your clothes? Bring him a set of clothes to change. Or even take out his socks if he feels. It would be a very good gesture. You know, I know my grandma used to take out my grandpa's socks.
Socks, yeah.
And he used to feel so good about it.
Yeah.
And I know then my mom even took out the socks of my father. And they didn't have a relationship that he always instructed things on her. But my mother enjoyed doing it for him. Because he was so tired that he didn't even feel like mending. Because he had been working the whole day.
Yeah.
So why not just take out his socks?
Or give me a small massage.
Yeah, exactly. So give encouraging and supportive remarks if he looks worried.
Uh-huh.
You know, one can say, for example, these problems that you're facing, maybe many people are facing.
Mm.
It's not you alone. I understand, you know. So with a strong willpower and patience, it's possible to overcome these difficulties. Okay? As long as you don't let the problems get the better of you. Trust in Allah.
Yeah.
Allah is there to solve the problems. Don't be worried. There's something looks like it's worrying you. Maybe even doesn't feel like talking. But you as a wife can comfort him.
Yeah.
We are talking about comfort.
Sometimes they don't want to listen to, for example, you know the answers or you know more. Sometimes they just want to feel like, is there somebody who is there for me?
Yeah.
I guess we have to try and, like, for example, I think for women, when we say things, we don't want solutions straight away. We rather want them to, you know, say, yeah, we understand.
Yeah, exactly.
But they feel like, we have to give some solutions. We don't want that at that time.
So yeah, exactly. They even wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
So I guess you can just say that I understand you must feel very tired. Yeah? Maybe something must have happened to make you feel, you know, so low. But don't worry, Allah is there. And don't think you're the only one facing these problems.
Exactly.
Many. And Allah is Allah kulli shayin qadir.
Yeah.
He will solve and will pray for you if there's something worrying you. And mostly, maybe sometimes it's not like that even. Maybe he comes in a very good mood that day. So it's a very big plus point for a wife, right?
Yeah.
To cheer him up more and to get into the routine better. You can share the duties with him along, especially if you have children and everything. So a wife can be a comfort by encouraging him and reminding him that Allah is there to, for example, listen to us and, you know, not to despair and things like that. And there's a tradition of Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam who stated that there's nothing better in the world than a good wife. And a good wife is the one whose husband becomes glad upon seeing her.
Mm.
So when he comes home and a wife is all these things, so it's that tradition that Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam says there's nothing better for a man than a good wife.
Mm.
Then he feels that this is the best thing I have.
And he's waiting to go home to feel like,
And a woman even likes this if a man feels like that, right?
Her,
for the wife. But sometimes women spoil it for themselves, unfortunately. So this is the tradition, which is the haqiqat, the reality that the imams have told us, that if a woman would like to enjoy that kind of a relationship, then be a comfort for you. Husband, such that when he comes home, he feels that, you know, I'm so happy to see this woman.
Yeah.
Like Imam Ali towards Hazrat Fatima Zahra.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
In a tradition, Imam Ridha alayhi salam has also stated that they are a group of women who raise many children. They are kind and sympathetic. They support their husbands in times of difficulty and in the affairs of this world and the next. These women do not commit any acts which would incur a loss upon their husbands nor multiply their difficulties.
Wow.
Yeah, these are the tradition after that does not say this much. It was just this much that I got. Maybe these are the women.
The qualities that are very, you know.
They are outstanding in the ideal women, right?
Yeah.
So they help their husbands in the hereafter as well. That's a beautiful thing that by bringing up their children in the right way, Islamic way, right? Doing a favor, taking their duties and responsibilities that they should also, because fathers also should, you know, play this role of theirs, right?
Definitely.
But probably they don't have time, so the mother fills the gap.
Yeah, okay? It's true.
So these are the women who are, I guess, ideal, and they would never make a man face a loss in this world and the hereafter. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can even take a drop from the ocean. The barakat are so many, you know, of what the a'imma have told us and how to behave as women of Islam, and how to go along in, you know, becoming more and more perfect as time goes by, inshallah.
Inshallah, definitely. And I guess if we want to become women like this, we should know that we shouldn't expect that it's going to be very easy, but it's not even very hard. It's how, it's the niyat that we, you know, stay, like we say, okay, we're going to do this and, you know, take the effort and we'll see the fruits that it will bear.
And also, like, keep on reprimanding yourself, doing tazkiyah nafs, keep on scolding yourself that this was not right, compensating for what wrong you did. It's never too late, yeah?
Giving yourself that push to, you know, do it. Sometimes we want to do good, but we don't have that push, that drive to do it. So we should try and find those drives. For example, hearing this radio, this talk show, I at once feel, I myself feel the drive of, you know, doing more. Or feel like, okay, you know, I felt like I was doing a lot. Maybe I wasn't doing that much. And if we want to do things for the sake of Allah, we should know that we have
it
to try.
Never hard. Stops.
Yeah, it never stops.
It's never stops. And also, it's never too late. Sometimes a woman feels that, I've done enough now, like, you know, like wrong.
Yeah, now it's too late for me.
Now
to
it's too late.
Things.
But if today, just imagine if her husband used to come home and the wife used to never offer her. Him some things, or she used to complain. Instead of that, she used to say, would you like a glass of water? Is it like a man would be shocked? No. He would probably feel, oh, that's good. Okay, I like that attitude, right? Give me a glass of water, why not? So it comes slowly and slowly. Wouldn't it be very strange also?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like something, a creature from the other planet said something that was like shocking, or he was flabbergasted. No, a husband and a wife relationship is so close that he would say, okay, alhamdulillah, she has changed. It's good.
Yeah,
I like a glass of water. And then if she wouldn't complain, slowly and slowly it would set in his mind that, yeah, I've got a good wife.
And he would appreciate
it. She's got very good qualities.
It.
Yeah, he would appreciate it more and know her worth more. So it's never too late.
Mm.
And always a wife can regret and can, even if you have done a lot, you can do better. And this would even give her tranquility and also the husband. And Allah would bless them more and more and make them the perfect humans, inshallah.
Inshallah. So one of the things you said about contentment is I remember the story of Sheikh Chamran and his wife, who was very, you know, from a rich family, very elite, very, you know, beautiful. And he was a bit old and he was a genius. But how she admired his good qualities and then they got married and how she was content with so less. It's like from that family to this family, where she got so much in her own family. And now when she's with her husband, she was so content. She was so happy. How did it happen? It's like when you work together, when you yourself realize what is really important for me. Is having so much wealth and having so much comfort the most important? Or having a spouse who loves you, will take care of you, is going to be with you at all times, who's, you know, going to be that, you know, that the person is going to be behind you all the time.
Support.
I think when she realized this is what she really wants and this is her, you know, ideal and her goal in life, it's what made her content, thankful, and all of these qualities.
Yeah. I guess even it goes back to spouse selection.
Yeah.
The spouse you select, would, if he would give you that utmost love, then you wouldn't need anything material to fill the gap.
Definitely.
So it's the love that should be built very strong, a foundation in the family, so as to not go wayward to look after things that would probably be like a painkiller for a woman.
Yeah.
So these things are just something that don't fit the puzzle of a woman's heart. It's like the heart of the woman is just the remembrance of Allah. And that is comes with the love of the family, unity between the husband and wife.
Yeah,
if this is done, the contentment comes about automatically.
Definitely. And also, like, I think it goes in all ways. So, for example, here, if you're content, if you, like, you know, with your husband. Same way a child, if he's given that much attention and everything from his parents, he's not going to look for it outside. And same way, even us with Allah, if we are content with all that Allah is giving us, you know, we're not... whatever he gives or whatever he has, and like we said, we want to strive for, you know, we have this need of wanting more and more. As long as we have Allah, we'll not feel like we need anything else.
Yeah.
So it's like an all-rounder, you know, being
and
content.
It would even make our instinct to want more and more of Allah.
Definitely.
Right? Like His nearness.
Yeah.
Going far away from the world and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as you have contentment, you feel like now you want the real things that matter.
Yeah.
For perfection, knowledge, definitely, love of Allah, taqwa, and all these things.
Definitely. I'm sure we all benefited a lot, and we hope to see you in our next program.
Inshallah.
And thank you, listeners, for listening. Fi amanillah.
Who is the Lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illa Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return. La ilaha
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illa Allah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.